Artwork Newspaper Issue 213. May-June 2020. Title, Toshi Memories Alive and Well. Like countless numbers of cultural organizations closed due to the devastating coronavirus pandemic, the Charles Rennie Mackintosh Association in Rosslyn is currently on hold. The CRM Association, based in Port Vendres in southern France, is responsible for running three interpretation centers and the CRM Trail, which maps the locations where Mackintosh painted watercolors in the area when he and his wife Margaret lived there in the 1920s. Before lockdown, the association was active undertaking essential maintenance of the CRM Trail by replacing badly damaged stands holding boards that show replicas of the watercolors in situ on the coast, in the Valspur, Ame Les Bains, and the Conflent and Upper Conflent, Ile Sertet and Morne Louis. Alongside the accompanying informative text, they also plan to add a review of each of the watercolors. Past events in 2019 include a St. Andrew's night complete with Scottish food, a piper and dancing. They also hosted a stall at the town's Christmas village selling Mackintosh-related items, one aim of this being to take CRM out of the centre and connect directly with the Port Vendres. In June 2019, a garden party was held in the grounds of the centre to celebrate Mackintosh's birthday. On this occasion there was a performance both in English and French of Dear Margaret adapted from Lorne McIntyre's sonnets from Port Vendres. In March last year, four members of the committee made a trip to Glasgow. During the visit they were invited to the Mackintosh-designed Windy Hill House by the owner and chair of the CRM Society in Glasgow, David Cairns. The trip strengthened connections with both the Society and the Hunterian Gallery. With the addition of a new website and blog, the association are now getting back on track after experiencing some unfortunate internal problems a few years ago. They have also been collaborating with the public library in Port Vendres, where a dedicated Mackintosh Corner has been created. This is a section of the library which has been set aside featuring a study area and Mackintosh-designed replica furniture. Due to the lockdown, the inauguration of this facility planned for March was postponed. However, when able to open, it will be another addition to an already impressive catalogue. Recently at the French local elections there was a change in administration in Port Vendres. The president of the association, Michel Grau, is keen to keep the momentum going and maintain the good work they have done in the town. She states the association would like to thank the previous municipal teams who have graciously provided a place to open the interpretation centre, thus allowing CRM to be known. At present, the district council and its tourism managers wish that this world-famous painter becomes emblematic for Port Vendres in the same way as Matisse and Durain for Calliere and Aristide Malliol for Banyuls Surma. She continues, "The association hopes that the city council will embrace this dynamic and allow us to move into more spacious and visible premises. It seems that the memory of Charles Rennie Mackintosh in France is safe in the hands of the CRM Association in Rosslyn. In better days they should be pleased to welcome visitors again." More, www.caramackintoshrosslyn.com. Kathy Bell.